It's 19-9. It's a 10-point ball game with 2:50 left to go. Now, I want to keep things here right now because we haven't gotten to talk a lot about this situation here. Taking a look right now, this is what the playoff bracket looks like. Sheridan right now is up on Central. I believe the score when I last checked was 14-0 over Central. Campbell County, obviously, with East. They had to take down Laramie with Drew Lawson. Coulter Lang didn't play a snap in that game, and they were able to get the job done. Had a really big throwing outing. Drew Lawson has looked so good this season, but he hasn't gotten a lot of touches due to, you know, Coulter Lang. He's the starter. He's going to do all the stuff. But there also was another safety call last week that ended up getting called back with after some craziness that went down. You were here. Tell me a little bit about kind of how that went down.
Yeah, so towards the end of the game, I believe Laramie was down by four, needing a big drive to go help try to win them the game with a couple minutes left. And Lucas Belfance ends up getting to the quarterback in the end zone, and he just throws the ball a couple yards in front of him out of bounds. And the refs call intentional grounding, which intentional grounding when you're in the end zone is a safety. But it was a fourth down when that play happened, and Campbell County decided to decline the intentional grounding.
Draven Vandam's going to get the ball. He'll take it past to the 15-yard line. He cuts back to the 25. He has a little bit of a hole. Pass to the 40. Back to the 50. 40 on the other side. 30. 20. Gets all the way down to the 25-yard line. What a return from Draven Vandam.
Vandam drops the kickoff, picks it up. Everybody starts running at him because they see the ball on the ground and they leave their lanes, and he just bounces to the outside, shows the speed, beats everybody there until the last line of defense gets an angle and just barely gets a hold of his shoelaces to bring him down at the 25-yard line of Cheyenne East to return the kickoff favor.
Reese, we were talking about momentum, and that's exactly what you wanted right there. Here we go. It's a two to the right side once situation. Coulter Lang in the backfield.
He's got man coverage.
He's going to get the ball. He fires. The pass is going to be high. Ethan Masteller wide open. Pass just a little too high for Masteller. And Masteller's 6 foot. So if you're overthrowing Masteller, that just tells you that that was a pretty high pass.
Yeah, nobody in the state's going to be able to go get that if he can't.
Ethan Masteller, he's came away with some really big catches this football season. Also, Jack Andilla has too. It's 19-9. It's a 10-point game. 2:34 left to go here in the third. He's going to get the ball. Here's Coulter Lang. Steps up. Now he rolls out of the pocket. Rolls back to the right side. Out to the 30. He's going to fire a high one. Pass is incomplete. Almost intercepted by Cheyenne East at the 2-yard line.
Lang flushed out of the pocket. Rolling to his left. Flips his shoulders on the run and launches it towards the goal line to Masteller, who's in single coverage. But he's just sitting there waiting on the sideline. And the DB's able to get in front of him, get his hands on it, and almost intercept it as it just kind of fluttered to Masteller 20 yards down the field.
Trace Eldridge almost came away with the pick, and it brings up third down and long here. Coulter Lang, he made a lot of big plays against East the last time, being able to find the holes. Tonight, not been able to get that done. He had two touchdowns against East on the rushing game last, you know, two weeks ago against these T-Birds.
You've got Masteller in single coverage again if you want it.
Here comes Coulter Lang.
There he
steps up. He fires. The pass is caught to Draven Vandam. Way to hold on to that football, kid.
I thought he was going to launch it deep to Masteller. Masteller's running a post from the short side of the field back across the middle. He gets open. Instead, he throws the out route to Vandam, which they've thrown like 10 times this game on a sprint out. Vandam goes up and gets it and gets hit, spun in the air, and holds on.
Man, what a catch from Draven Vandam. He doesn't make that catch. Man, they're going to take a look at this. They're going to see if he's in the first down area or if this is going to be the chains are coming out. So this is either going to be a first down intense situation or this is going to be a half a yard shy, and obviously maybe a QB sneak or something coming up the middle.
The eye test on the spot looks like he got it.
And the eye test didn't look good. Now the question is, does the chain gang? And it does not. It will be fourth down off that third down play. And you got to be expecting a half of yard situation. QB sneak up the middle, direct snap. You would normally go direct snap to Hahn, but those have not worked out the way that you've wanted him to today.
Yeah, they need to get to the 15-yard line here, and the ball is on the 15.1. Like, they just need a couple inches right here.
2:16 left to go here in the third quarter. It doesn't look like they're going to go under center. Coulter, he's going to try and draw them off sides. Now they're going to go, and I think they got someone, but it's going to be off the Camels, and it's going to be a false start on Campbell County.
Dead ball foul.
Looks like Cohen Mettler.
5-yard penalty, still fourth down.
They had Ethan Mastauer in press man coverage. I think they were going to check into a deep fade and just going to throw it to him.
Now
but
it's,
they jumped.
Now it's fourth down at 5. Now you got to hope either for a jump or you got to get something going. Trips to the right side. Coulter Lang, he's going to roll back out to his right side. He looks. Now he's going to file touchdown. Into the end zone. Dane Wasson into the end zone. Touchdown! Camels!
Just a couple plays ago, I said Masteller ran a deep post on the short side of the field to the middle and got open. This time they flipped the sides, run a sprint out to the right. Dane Wasson runs the deep post to the middle, and he beats his corner. Coulter sees it, throws it on the run. Perfect ball to Wasson. Touchdown.
Touchdown, Camels. It's 15-19, the score. Trayton Sukit getting ready to hold here. 19-15 to score, ball down. Carson Eichheit, kick is on the way. It's a 3-point game. 19-16 the score. Campbell County answers, and off of a fourth down and a 5, taking it into the end zone, Dane Wasson coming away with the score. 19-16, we'll take a timeout. Be right back here with more here on 97.3 Campbell FM.